This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Amman a short while ago on the first leg of his three-nation visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman. In a special gesture on his arrival at the airport, Prime Minister Modi was received by his Jordan counterpart, Dr. Zafar Hassan, and was accorded a ceremonial welcome. In a post on social media platform X, Prime Minister Modi said he is thankful to Mr. Zafar Hassan for the warm welcome. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that the visit will boost bilateral linkages between both nations. During his visit to Jordan, the Prime Minister will hold detailed discussions with King Abdullah II bin Al Hussein and Prime Minister Zafar Hassan. In his departure statement, Mr. Modi said he will also meet the Indian community in Amman, who have made significant contributions to India-Jordan relations. We have more from a West Asia correspondent.
India and the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan share a relationship built on deep historical linkages, mutual respect and growing cooperation across political, economic and strategic spheres. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Jordan marks the first full-fledged bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister in nearly four decades. The vibrant Indian community in Jordan has expressed eagerness and anticipation, describing the visit as a moment of pride that reflects the strong people-to-people ties between the two countries. This visit is expected to further strengthen India-Jordan relations and reinforce the enduring bonds of friendship and cooperation between these two nations. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News.
After concluding his Jordan visit, Mr. Modi will also travel to Ethiopia and Oman. The Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Bill 2025 was introduced in the Lok Sabha today. The bill is aimed at the development of nuclear energy and ionizing radiation for nuclear power generation for the welfare of the countrymen. The opposition members opposed the introduction of the bill. Meanwhile, the Viksit Bharat Siksha Adhisthan Bill 2025, which was introduced in the Lok Sabha, has been referred to the Joint Committee of Parliament, JPC, for further scrutiny. The Repealing and Amending Bill 2025 was introduced in the Lok Sabha today. Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal introduced the bill, saying that it provides for repealing of certain enactments and amending certain other enactments. The bill seeks to repeal obsolete laws identified by the legislative department. The Rajya Sabha today resumed discussion on election reforms. Intervening in the debate, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said, "Nation is marching towards development under Narendra Modi government's principle of reform, perform and transform." He strongly supported the ongoing exercise of SIR, saying fake voters should be removed from the voters' list. The discussion is underway. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today highlighted that solar power in the country has increased by 46% in the last 11 years. Briefing media on developments in the energy sector in New Delhi today, Mr. Goyal underlined that since 2014, the government has only focused on outcomes and the energy sector has undergone massive changes in the last 11 years. India's merchandise trade deficit narrowed to $24.53 billion in November this year, driven by a fall in gold, oil and coal imports. According to provisional data released by the Commerce Ministry, merchandise exports increased significantly to $38.13 billion in November, marking an impressive rise of around 19.4% as compared to the same period last year. Goods imports fell slightly by 1.9% at $66.66 billion. Union Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav today chaired a high-level meeting to undertake a detailed review of the action plans aimed at tackling air pollution in Ghaziabad and Noida. During the meeting, the minister emphasized the need to upgrade the National Clean Air Program parameters to enable rational allocation of funds to better performing cities. Indian opener Shefali Verma has been named ICC Women's Player of the Month for November following her decisive performance in the ODI Cricket World Cup final against South Africa. Shefali edged out a competition from Thipatcha Puttonyong of Thailand and Aisha Oza of the UAE to secure her first ever Player of the Month award. Shefali will next be seen in action when India faces Sri Lanka in the five-match T20 series starting on December 21st. In Vishakhapatnam. And that is the end of this news bulletin.